What a wonderful thing is to be able to come together in fellowship this morning. And you know, before the crucifixion, Jesus and his disciples were in Jerusalem for the Passover meal. Wednesday night was Passover for the Jewish tradition. But we celebrate those traditions too, because Jesus did. And he was in Jerusalem for the Passover meal, which is an important thing because they keep telling the old story of God's love and how God delivered them out of bondage in Egypt as slaves. And then they spent many years wandering around in the wilderness. It's also when Moses was with them and God penned the Ten Commandments. And we did all kinds of things and we couldn't handle them. And we kept saying, God kept sending prophets and different people to tell us about his love. And they killed the prophets. They don't pay attention to the story of the Passover, and they just went their own way. And then God said, I know. I'll become one like them. And then I'll be able to understand my creation better. And he did. He came through the virgin birth into this world, grew in wisdom and stature, and lived the life like you and I live. Tempted by all things, thanks be to God, that he wasn't given into the sin. And that's what makes him the perfect sacrifice. The perfect intercessor, as he sits at the right hand of God the Father. Said, Daddy, I know what's going on with them. Remember, I was there. You know, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And God said, okay, Jesus, since you paid the price, they're all forgiven. But when they were in the upper room, that Passover meal, the disciples there just listened to the story. They're going and they're doing all the symbolism in the Seder, which seems to be an order of worship for telling that story. And when Jesus got to certain parts of it, he did something that they didn't understand at the time, but they would come to understand. That's the beauty part of us living in our day and time. We have history on our side. We know that it happened. And when he was taking the bread and he broke it and he was giving each one a piece of the bread, he said, this will represent my body, which will be broken for you. And he must have sat there and stretched your hand a little bit. What is this guy talking about? And then when they go into the telling of the story, there's four cups of wine in the Passover story. The third cup is the cup of redemption. And he took that cup, and he lifted it to heaven. And he said, oh, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he said something to him that puzzled him again. He said, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. Now, they were good Jewish guys. They understood there could not be any forgiveness of sin without shedding of blood, with the animal sacrifices. He was telling them that he was going to be the perfect sacrificial lamb. So he said, gather often and do this in remembrance of me. And that's really what Holy Communion is all about. Just taking a moment to remember him. And we have these little cups. And if you're ever in the Episcopal tradition, we started using these cups during COVID. And we still do a traditional service sometimes with the actual bread and different things. But if you've ever been to a Roman Catholic service or Episcopal or something, when they take these little wafers, which represents the body of Christ, and you put it in your mouth, it's blank. But then when you take the cup, your taste buds come alive. So if you would like to come to the altar for a minute and worship the Lord in memory of what he's done for you, bring your little cup with you and come and kneel at the altar. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much to die on the cross that I may have life and have it more abundantly. It's a testament and a memorial. Come every day with us. Any teachings? Thank you. God loves you so much. It is so wonderful to have a relationship with you. There's room at the end. There's always a room in the end. broke bread with the disciples and tell them the Passover story, he said, this body will represent my broken body, broken for you. And then he gave it to them and they put it in their mouth and they ate. And then he took that third cup of wine in the Passover celebration, which is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And that wafer is blank. But thanks God for Welch's and his figuring out how to do grape juice without having alcohol in it. We take the cup and we drink, and our taste buds come alive, representing the love of Christ. Amen. As you reflect on your love relationship with the Lord, just say thank you, Lord. And as we get up from this table, knowing that our sins have been forgiven, and we celebrate that, even though we have challenges in this life, we'll just be able to keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus. So as you rise from this table, go now in grace. The peace of God that represents all peace, all understanding, for you are forgiven in Jesus' name. Amen.